time to just try it.
Yes. Call to order Board of Works for April the 10th. Need approval of the March 27th minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. This Wednesday, Ally Bowen and myself will be going to Good Samaritan Hospital Foundation about the Lester Square project. We've also applied to Rotary, spoke to Kiwanis. We're waiting to hear back from Old National Bank, the Subaru grant. And then we've got letters that we're kind of going to other business and speaking about. You guys know what the Lester Square project is, so.
As long as you have Larry with you, you look good.
That's right. It helps immensely. This Saturday is the Kiwanis Vincent's Parks Easter Egg Hunt at Greg Park. Registration's at 10 o'clock. The Easter Egg Hunt will start at 11. It usually goes about an hour and a half by the time the Kiwanis hands out bicycles and some gifts. The April 26th of the next chamber, the chamber luncheon, we will be bringing out, or launching a new website with host crew, Richard Grav, who has contacted us at the last chamber, or two chambers ago, about getting involved with the Lester Square Fitness Project. He has, for free, put together a really cool website that will have PayPal capabilities for individuals and businesses to donate. Right now it's called fitnessinitiative.org. It is up, but it is not operational. There's still pieces to be added. Tom Tucker is a young man that owns Home Base Skate Supply on 4th Street. Our skate park is 10 years old, and it's modular, and it's in bad shape, which those modular systems do. We've instructed him, and the mayor through me, and then to him and the kids that want a new skate park, that this is all on them for fundraising. We're not coming to the city at any time soon, but it's a grassroots project that they are really going forward. Mr. Tucker has a skate shop, I said, and he is going to donate 15% of all his sales towards a fund. And then we're going to work with him. We've already contacted the Tony Hawk Foundation and a couple skate companies that do concrete pads and get grants. So again, this is very early. It's not something that we are asking for money. It's just something that we want these kids to get involved with. Let them know that there is ways to do this. Rainbow Beach will open Memorial Day weekend. All of our guards are hired. They're going through trainings now. We have a recertification class on the 23rd at VU. Our five-year plan is done. At our board meeting next week, they will look at it, and we will send it off for first rough draft. And we are working on a new logo and a new mission statement. Our old logo was just a tree. And so we've got a nice one that we So we've been working with Ewing, and we have a real nice one that we hope to bring out next month. And then we also are going to be working with WVUB, which I told you about, a Pack the Park tour starting in May. They're going to kick that off. And that's all.
That's it?
Sorry.
Nice job.
Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We did, and I'm not sure I wasn't at the last meeting, but I wanted to report that we did have one of our four rookies that resigned for personal reasons, which leaves us a position open. The other three officers, they're working towards a June 2nd graduation date. And luckily, we do have another member that had completed the process and was ready to go. So we have went ahead as a local perf and sent him forward to have his medical and psychological testing done. I would just ask the permission to go ahead and fill that rookie's spot that resigned, as long as everything works out with this next candidate ASAP. As well, just an update on the vehicles. We have 14 of the 15 vehicles are in, and that being all but one of the SUVs. Four of the vehicles are completed striping. Three of the unmarked vehicles are ready for install as well, so we're just waiting on a phone call from ERS, OCI, who are waiting on, which is generally the last things that come in, the light bars and some of the console equipment that are specialized. made a certain way for certain vehicles. So just waiting on those to come in so we can get those up to Bloomington and start rolling those out. I would like to mention we had a pretty heartbreaking event last week at the end of the week that we all, it touched all of us at the department. And I wanted to mention the fact that it was pretty awesome, though, to see the collaboration between departments that happened and how the schools, the fire department, the police department, DCS, a lot of different agencies pulled together to kind of let each other lean on each other a little bit. It's not something that we see a lot of here around Vincennes, and it was very tragic. That young man's going to be laid to rest this Wednesday, okay. And I would ask that any of those people that would be willing to wear a blue ribbon on that day,
okay,
or blue attire, blue t-shirt that day, out of respect for Gabriel, I think that would be a nice show from the city of Vincennes.
Do you know when and where that funeral is, Chief?
It's at Goodwin's, and I believe it's going to be at 1:30 with a
music. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Street Department, Bryce.
We have completed our crack sealing for the spring, and that's a good thing. It frees up some man hours for mowing. We've already mowed a couple areas, and we anticipate a lot more.
You have 286 ton of salt yet to...
Yes.
You want to just put that on the grass, and it'll kill the grass. Yeah. And then...
City engineer.
All right, been working on the CCMG project. We've started on 6th Street. That's a highly visible project that we started today, and it's been going pretty well so far. We'll have one lane closed probably through the end of this week. We'll start moving around the other lanes and start doing the joint first longitudinal joint replacements. We're looking at the end of this month. We'll start milling and putting down asphalt on 7th and Main and the places we've been, curb ramps and that kind of thing. So.
You know, we could sort of make a game out of this. You know, you could see how many blocks in a row you could go continuously without running into some detour or something, you know, and then give a prize out.
I'm not going to try that this week. I wouldn't get very far.
But it's all for good.
It's all for good. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
All right.
We have no old business. We're going to move to new business. First up is environmental testing approval, Wilcox Environmental, Melody Lance.
Hi, Melody Lance with Wilcox Environmental Engineering. I'm going to be doing some additional investigation with the former field cleaners that have been requested by IDEM. All the drilling locations have been sprayed, and they're all in right of
way. And everything's good, JP?
So we'll make a motion to approve the environmental testing being conducted by Wilcox Environmental as described.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Jesus Day March banner request, Sherm.
Sherm Jenny, Director, Assistant Director of Jesus Day March, and we're requesting to have two signs put up, one on Hart Street and the other one on, I believe, College. We want it on Washington Avenue, but I understand the pole is no longer right there. So I made a suggestion to the mayor. We will put the pole up if somebody will supply one. Right. We'll charge the city.
We'll check. We'll see if we can get a pole.
Okay.
Okay, so we're approving a banner, and you have insurance and everything, Paul, you need her. Oh, okay. Gotcha. That's okay. Shows you how accurately I'm reading everything here. So, approving the request of hanging banners on Hart Street from May 22nd to 29th. And College Avenue on May 22nd to June the 5th.
Second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yep, thank you.
Next is law enforcement parking on Bustrom Street. Charles Traylor.
Hi, I'm Charles
Kind of a round two of last time, requesting law enforcement only parking in a slightly different spot. I've got a picture here of it.
You're just looking at one spot or?
One spot this time. Okay. Just a 12-foot spot from the end of the the end of the yellow.
Oh, okay.
7th and 8th Street.
Oh, okay.
On both.
So it was going to be over here, but
well,
now
it's
going to
be. Well, they've got them over for the annex. Now then.
Oh, they have this one. This is an additional one.
Right. This is an additional
okay.
one. I believe it's for the same reasons, prisoner drop-off, law enforcement usage.
And actually, that side of the streets are normally not bad. I mean, I think designating this spot there would be fine.
And so. I think I think Dave was going to request in 90 days that the council amend the ordinance, something like that. Okay,
I'll be. That's the answer. Yes. Okay.
I think that's all.
And so this is the address that we need to say for that, or we just need to say on the Busser and Side Street of the courthouse?
That's just a Google Maps printout. I would say it's between 7th and 8th on Busser.
Busser, okay. So we're making a motion to approve a law enforcement parking only on Busser and Street next to the courthouse. That's it.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye. I guess I should have said that for a 90-day period of time, contingent upon City Council final approval.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is Pitney Bowes postage meter lease. Our lease is up and it's time to renew it. There's basically no changes other than.
Yeah, we want to say we've had around 1,000 certified mail a year. And with the one we have now is $2.70. This one will be electronically and it saves $1.35 per parcel.
Per parcel, well.
So that'll pay.
Right. It's kind of a no-brainer, right? Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve the leasing of the Pitney Bowes postage meter as described by the city clerk treasurer.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is SR 441 letter of concurrence.
You should have one original in your packet that needs signed. This is the letter of concurrence to follow up from the unofficial from the State Road 441 closure, the Memorial Bridge. We had an unofficial detour established starting at 6th and Vigo and traveling north to Wheatland Road. And this is basically signing off that the project's done. We looked at the road. It looks fine. There's no issues. This is just bringing it back over to NDOT and saying, kind of wrapping everything up. I'll need originals back to send back to NDOT.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the or accept the State Road 441 letter of concurrence as recommended by City Engineer Sprague.
Second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
The next is Knox County Shriners Bucket Brigade, Gary Stiles.
This is a blank check, Paula, or there's something?
He was still nailing down dates and locations.
Okay. Maybe he's got them now.
So, Gary, you've got them now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am Gary Stiles with Knox County Shrine Club. We're asking for May 6th from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon at 15th and Hart and Washington Avenue in St. Clair to collect donations for the Knox County Shrine Club.
Okay. Not at 6th and Willow, just the two. Okay.
And basically, 6th and Willow.
We don't have enough money.
Right.
We don't have enough.
Okay. Okay. So we're making a motion to approve the Knox County Shriners Bucket Brigade on Saturday, May the 6th, from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at Washington Avenue in St. Clair and 15th and Hart.
Yes.
Oh, really has it that weekend?
Okay, we'll take May 20th.
Is May 20th okay?
May 20th will be fine.
Okay, so I will alter my motion for, as previously described, for the Shriners Bucket Brigade to be Saturday, May the 20th, from the same time, 10 to 2, at Washington Avenue in St. Clair and 15th and Hart. And you have insurance, Paula, or you need, yeah, okay. Okay, well, subsequent to receipt of insurance.
Second the motion.
And you have vests and everything, for safety vests?
You have vests.
We have safety vests, we have, yes. We have everything.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
We have nothing on miscellaneous, just a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.